Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, my child, you say to me, I am the
Son
voice
of God.
Of your history. Be not afraid, come follow me. Answer my call and I'll set you.
Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. As we stand in the gap.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap. We celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And at this time, we will pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. As we pray for our priests, joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love, joy is a net by which we catch souls. O Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart, and give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them, and let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. We pray for Archbishop Joseph Naumann out of Kansas City, Kansas, out of the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas. So we pray for all of our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we have also Archbishop the Supreme Chaplain of the Knights of Columbus, Archbishop William E. Laurie. He said that it is why Christ came into the world, to restore our wounded human dignity, damaged by sin and spiritual neglect, to undo the effects of original sin, to make us shine with the glory he shares eternally with his Father in the Holy Spirit. And those are words coming from the Supreme Chaplain of the Knights of Columbus, Archbishop William E. Laurie. And so, we thank you, Lord, for all of our bishops, and we pray for all of our bishops. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Still trying to deal with that Kentucky crud, I guess that's what we call it. Well, we pray for our deacons, Lord. Make our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love, Lord, and comfort our deacons when they question themselves in their ministry. And so, Lord, send down your Holy Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. And, Lord, we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians grace to follow you more perfectly, to give them peace, Lord, and strength, and courage, and wisdom. Fill your church with the spirit of courage and love, Lord, and raise up worthy ministers for your altars around the world, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for those who serve at the altar. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace, and may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our hearts from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will, that we may serve worthily at your holy altar, Lord. And we pray for those who sing in our choirs around the world, around the Mass. Lord, watch each member of our choirs and help us to never forget that you are the center of our lives. Grant that we who praise you, Lord, may be united by your Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart we might praise you, Lord, bless and worship you, the light above all lights, the true life and the salvation of souls. Amen. And we pray for the prodigals, Lord, We pray for those who have abandoned the Holy Catholic faith. We pray, Lord. We pray for the prodigals. We pray for our America and our soldiers and veterans, Lord. We pray for our, and we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces, Lord. Give them courage, hope, and strength, leading them from darkness to light, Lord. And we pray for the prisoner. We pray for those who are resident in prison. May they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in the hospital. We pray for our police officers. And we pray for those who are in the hospital, who work in the hospital as our doctors and nurses. And we pray for all the sick and those who are ill in the hospital, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Pray for those who have recently passed, Lord. We pray for peace around the world, Lord. And we pray for all children, Lord. We pray for the end of human trafficking. We pray for all children, the dignity of each and every person. We pray for all children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Lord, you are our hiding place, and under your wings we can always find refuge. Protect us from trouble wherever we go, and keep evil far from us, no matter where we are. We will look to you as our protector, the one who fights for us every day. Heavenly Father, may our children and grandchildren not fear, for you are with them. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom. In the favor of God, amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children of God, the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession, and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Along with Saint Sebastian and Saint Goretti and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Nicholas, Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena, and Saint Christopher and Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on my children. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and the refuge of my refuge and my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious blood, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, scandals, sacrileges, and indifferences whereby Jesus is offended, and through the merit, infinite merits of his most sacred heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of poor sinners. Thank you, Lord.
And hope of salvation.
And this has been Deeper Truth. And the system has been down. And so I was doing a trial here, and here we are. So God bless you all out there today. And I'm glad that we're back up and running. And we will see it tomorrow. And we will have In the Gap tomorrow. We'll have St. Louis Mary Grignion de Montfort. So we'll be back tomorrow. And God bless you all today. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Amen. And God bless you all. Good evening. As we close, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. We'll close with the vow. All right. May God's blessings be upon you and keep you safe. Amen.